Throughout my message today, you will notice Waldos. When I was a little girl, I had a book called Where's Waldo? I think some of you might notice this friend Waldo. And on each page, you would look for this Waldo. He was always hidden in plain sight. You merely had to train your eyes to see him. So this is Waldo. You might know him. And you had a picture, and in each picture you had to find him. So I'm going to show you a picture. This is the picture. You have to look and see if you can find Waldo in this picture. Take a look here. Do you see him? Okay, now here's the picture. Did you find him? Okay. Now for our children are remaining with us today in worship. Here's your challenge. I'm going to ask you at the end, after worship, from this point on, how many Waldos you saw in our message today. And if you can tell me how many Waldos you saw, I have something after worship for you. Okay? On that first Easter morning, the women came running for the tomb looking for Jesus' body to finish the task of preparing it for burial. They couldn't do so on the Friday night because it was already Sabbath when Jesus was laid in the tomb. They had all of that time from the Friday evening until the first light, or perhaps the cloudy morning like it was this morning of Sunday, to fret about how it was they might move that large stone, the one we speculated down here might be a one body's worth or perhaps multiple bodies worth heavy, how it was they might move that stone, how it was they were going to care well for his body, how they'd prepare it for burial. And then, when they got there and the stone was already moved, how quickly they had to pivot, how quickly their lives had been changed. Alive! Alive! Jesus is alive! How quickly their lives changed in an instant. Quickly they came to realize that if Jesus was alive, there were signs of resurrection, like he said, all around them. Resurrection here and now. Resurrection signs of eternal and everlasting in our everyday lives. They just had to train their eyes to see it. Just like we've all of a sudden been training our eyes to see Waldo in the screen in front of us. We are called, you see, to be awake and alert. We never know what we might see. Apparently this was yesterday. Did you see this yesterday? Apparently just yesterday in Jennersville. You saw it. Apparently, if you were awake and alert in Jennersville, this is what you saw yesterday. We never know what we might see. This is what it feels like, perhaps, for those who are watching March Madness. Those who filled out their brackets and never knew who might get to the Final Four. I bet no one besides Sister Jean put the Ramblers in the Final Four. But 98-year-old Sister Jean certainly had some sense of transformation and change in the lives of the basketball players of the University of Loyola at Chicago. She'd been praying for and encouraging the team for the last 24 years. Transformation. Even as the run came to an end last night, signs of hope and possibility in the lives of college basketball. This is what signs of resurrection might look like in everyday life as well. Maybe it's what it looks like when you find love in a hopeless place. When you look beyond the here and now to the then and there to what might be, resurrection is God's possibilities. Resurrection is also God's joke on death. Couldn't get beyond that one. In fact, today is a rare day. The last time Easter fell on April Fool's Day, for those of you who wanted to Google that thing, is 1956. Easter is based on a detailed set of calculations, the Gregorian calendar, and it won't happen again until 2029. April Fool's Day is not particularly significant in the Christian calendar, but it is a good excuse to talk about a few jokes in the Bible. And not a bad chance to share this one. In Kurt Vonnegut's essay on Palm Sunday, he says this: I got a chance to preach Palm Sunday in an Episcopal church, and he talked on Matthew 26, in which Jesus says these words that we've struggled with in the church for a long time: you will always have the poor with you. We fought about that in the church a few times. Vonnegut says Jesus isn't dismissing Judas's concern, but rather making a joke. Think about that a moment, at Judas's expense. And to make it clearer, he goes on to say this: Judas, don't worry about it. There'll be plenty of people to take care of long after I'm gone. In his writing and critique, Vonnegut was never one to shy away from a thorny critique. He continues to observe, people don't always come to church for the preaching. Ooh. But to daydream a little bit about who God is. The daydreaming, I love this, often invites us to see where God is moving. The daydreaming lets us see where God is moving. Perhaps today, when we look for signs of resurrection, we see where God is moving. Signs of resurrection are where we pause, you and I, to mend the broken relationships with a brother or sister we've not spoken to in meaningful ways for years. Signs of resurrection are where we see budding trees around us and realize those are signs in our own lives for the spiritual journeys that are growing in us. The signs we train our eyes to see, just like the Waldos among us. For this morning, going forward, it's only resurrection power here. Pause for the resurrection. Signs that Jesus has popped up in plain sight all around us. Signs that Jesus will change the whole world, and even our whole world. Let Jesus, friends, change your whole world. Let this be the time that you let Jesus change your world. Let this be the time, right now when you let, hear the language, Jesus change your world, where you let the Holy Spirit change even the crunchiest parts of your heart. On this Easter morning, we pause not just to see the visible signs of the resurrection here and now, but the signs of the resurrection that are eternal and everlasting. The kingdom of God is glimpsed on earth as it is in heaven. The power of the resurrection triumphs over death. It wasn't the crucifixion that saves us. It's the resurrection that does. Death has no power. Fear has no power. Anxiety has no power. The good news on this day, friends, Christ is alive. Thanks be to God. This, my friends, is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.